This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
One good reason for doing this, besides the rest you have on the actual day, is the fact that you know that that day is always coming throughout the week. When work has gotten tough or something else isn't going right, if we have the practice of a Sabbath, we know that one day is coming which is set aside for sheer enjoyment. It's a day we can be refreshed in our relationship with God, a day where we can enjoy our hobbies, a day where we can just sit around and do nothing if we please. We haven't scheduled anything potentially negative on that day. It's important you keep it holy. If going to the zoo with your family is burdensome to you, you probably don't want to schedule that on your Sabbath. Doctor's appointments for me definitely get cut. Grocery isn't happening on the Sabbath unless it's a special trip to get a donut or cake or pie or something. What you do is going to depend on your personal feelings about the subject. But I find this practice to be priceless and arguably most likely one of the key secrets to my success.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.